Good morning.
Thank you for making time. It's lovely over here.
Wish it could stay this way all the way through Mother's Day.
Yes, that would be nice, Marty, but I don't think we're going to be that
lucky. If I had a vote, Marty, I would vote for that, but I live in the county just like you. I know. I live in the county just like you do.
At least he didn't say if he had a fairy wand.
No, I know. That didn't even cross my mind. The voting angle I was taking on was to let Marty into the conversation about yesterday's Bloomington City election. And we know Marty's a county councilwoman, but the city and the county do get together and do some business from time to time. Let's get your thoughts on what you saw yesterday.
Well, absolutely. It will. What happens at the city always affects what's going on at the county, because we have to negotiate with the city on so many things.
And they always get the best of you, Marty.
I beg your pardon?
And they always get the best of you.
Well, I would say they might get the best of some of the people who are negotiating with them.
I agree.
But then it also depends on whether or not those people negotiating have been instructed by the commissioners to negotiate in such a fashion. So we might very well see some changes at the city level. Remember, of course, we still have this fall election to get through, but at the end of the day, whoever ends up being the next mayor, he or she would have full authority on making sure the staff that he or she has to do what he believes the direction should go, then those positions could be changed, because it's not like the county, where the county commissioners cannot come in and say, I want all new department heads, because of those department heads, for the majority of them, are elected department heads. But at the city, those department heads are not elected, and many of them are absolutely at the full request of the mayor to be in charge of that department. So I'm not a city expert, but I do know that the mayor has appointments that could change the direction of where we are going. Now, I do believe that at the end of the day, that even though that the campaign was quite spirited, and the day after, many people will be disappointed, and others will be joyous about how that...
And if you're just checking in with us, John Hamilton defeated Daryl Nara in the Democratic mayoral race, 3790 to 2760. So, again, for not everybody's been up all morning listening to these results, and we can go through some of them as we go on with you
right,
this
but I would just say, when it comes to how it affects the county, then you know the time will tell us how well we will be able to interact.
What's the most important interaction between the city and the county, and is that council based from the city going in your direction, or is it mayorally based going in that direction?
Well, it would seem to me, if I'm understanding your question correctly, every time we negotiate with the city having to do with its central dispatch, it's always involved with the mayor. The mayor may not be there, but his appointment, his city attorney, will be there to negotiate and so forth. So, and then we're talking central dispatch. We're talking about right now, the county is going to be going to the city to say, on that Richland TIF, we want the city's permission for us to extend the time of the Richland TIF in that part that the city has annexed. And that should be happening in the next, it might be happening, well, it's supposed to be happening this month. I don't have the date because I've not been given the date. But just to mention that, I will just say that since that TIF is being talked about to be extended out until 2040, those dollars will still be captured and being spent on projects clear up until 2040, way past
20 when?
The time.
2040.
2040, way past the time when this whole election will just be a distant memory. And yet the huge amount of dollars being captured in that whole TIF area that's been put together by the city, where all of that expected growth is to happen, all of that assessed value will be bringing in all those dollars into the TIF, being voted on by people who are not elected, but they are appointed in large part by the mayor. So
mayor,
millions
city council,
of millions
yes.
of millions of dollars who yes. Those decisions are being made without the cameras rolling, by the way, which really is just a disservice to the public. But those decisions are being made, and that will be a done deal if they go ahead and get that voted on and move forward. And I can see the handwriting on the wall. As now at that part, I'm talking about the city stiff, but now the county stiff is also trying to get something done before July 1. And some of what was mentioned at the commissioner staff time meeting, which I just read some minutes at, there's no official minutes that I've been able to find, except that one of our council members goes and takes brief minutes and sends them out. And that had to do with our public works director, Bill Williams, saying our capital projects money for some of these roadways, this is the only way to get it, is by keeping in place this Richland TIF. Of course, they don't call it Richland. They call it Westside. Because there's no other way to provide the funds for these roads. So I expect that TIF is going to go through.
And once that's done, it's done?
Once it's put in place that it's going to extend out that number of years, it's done, unless somebody would pay off bonds early. But if this is, again, when have you seen that? But this is what is being put in place is the only way we're going to do these roadways. So I'm telling you, we may see the day, and the city may also see the day, when they see that all that assessed value is being sucked up in the TIF, and you don't see the assessed value growing in the other areas, which then will shoot up those tax rates, and they could hit those circuit breakers. Now, why that makes a difference? That's how they're going to make their payroll. They can't make payroll out of TIF. They have to make it out of their other funds. So we'll just have to wait and see how all this works out. I don't expect I'll be still watching in 2040, but I hope for the sake of everyone's children and grandchildren, it works out very well.
And their children, his children, and their children. Our guest this morning is County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. You can put some bridges up? You got a little money for that?
Well, you know, every year at budget time, we vote on making sure we get the revenue coming in for our bridge fund. But that is a rate-controlled fund, so you take that rate times your total assessed value. Oh, guess what? If your assessed value doesn't grow, it doesn't bring in as much money into your bridge fund. However, we vote on the dollars to come in, but we don't go ahead and vote on the budget for that at the time, because we wait until our Public Works Department puts together the list of the bridges that he feels are the most necessary expenditure of the dollars. And Bill Williams keeps a list of our whole bridge inventory and where they sit in line of importance. And then he puts together all this whole list of which bridges we'll be spending the money on. Now, we don't begin to bring in enough money from our property tax to cover all the bridge repairs. What this does is it has matching dollars that we put together with state and federal dollars that comes back and to do some of these major bridge projects. And remember, we do these bridge projects whether you're in the city or out of the city, because we are...
Why don't you just put a toll bridge up?
Let's start charging everybody that goes across, including the bicycles. However, we try to do the smaller projects with in-house. We have a bridge crew that we can do the smaller projects far less money than if we tried to use federal dollars, because there's a lot of stipulations put with those federal dollars that says what you have to do. And many of our smaller projects, they do not require that kind of extensive work. But if it's like, I think it's over $150,000, then we put it out to a local contract bid. But then if it's like, if these huge projects, there's a lot of design work and so forth that has to go with everything, and it's done many times with funding more than 1 year. So these are things that without Bill Williams and that Public Works Department, I do not know what we would do. Remember, even if there's just one house on the other side of that bridge, we have to make sure that a school bus can get across that bridge to pick up those children to get them to school. It doesn't matter whether there's 50 houses, 100 houses, or one house. You still have to make that bridge safe, not just for the farm tractors and so forth, for the farmers out there, but we have to make it safe for our school buses as well.
Marty, and what's your meeting schedule look like? What do we need to keep an eye out in that direction?
Okay, we're coming up this next Tuesday with the meeting. But you know, here's the biggest thing the county council has to do is to set our salary schedules. And we have, by law, we have the right to have someone come in and help us and contract with somebody to help us make sure that we've got our salary schedules and classifications right. We voted to proceed with that, and yet it seems as though the commissioners don't want us to do that.
You already had approval for that.
We didn't. It did not get approved. So now we'll have to wait to see, you know, how they're going to work that out. I'm not certain that we even need the county commissioner's approval for it, since the law states that we have the right to contract for it. However, that will be up to the majority to decide how they want to work with the commissioners to get this to work. But we have to do something to be moving forward, know we're going the right direction.
And what is wrong with the existing parameters and so forth that you have for salaries?
Well, quite frankly, we do understand that our classifications and so forth, you know, the treasurer's office does have the same responsibility whether you're here or Tippecanoe or what any of the other counties, and so the job descriptions, et cetera, should be very similar. But what we wanted, I believe, what we were asking for was, are we paying approximately our salary schedules what the market says it should be for here?
And there's a lot of counties to pick to figure that out. I mean, I would think you'd be able to find the average pretty easily.
Well, we wouldn't want to say that if you were like a secretarial staff person that you would need to pay the same thing as you would in Indianapolis. You see, so there's a difference in
size of city, though.
There's reasons why you don't want to do some of those things in-house, because then you start with personality. So I like this group of people, let's give them all a raise. So we have to make sure that we're not falling into that deep hole, so that there's no thought of any group being getting ahead
preferential treatment
of who you know. So that's what we were asking for, just to get us back on track. Not a full-fledged everybody get a desk audit thing done, because that would be very costly, and this bid was more like $16,800. So a small amount to pay to make sure we're staying on track.
All right. Well, sounds good. And let's see, May, here we are. Oh, I asked Keith Klein last week. He's lived in Indiana for about 400 years, and he's never been to the Indianapolis 500. How long have you lived in Indiana, Marty, approximately?
Well,
all
as long
life?
As Keith has, all my life. For certain.
Have you been to the Indianapolis 500?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Okay, that's better, because I was scared that there was some kind of outbreak going on that these Indiana folks had not been to the race. Could you believe Keith's never been to the Indy 500?
Let me tell you, we used to even go up for the qualifications.
Yeah.
It's always a big deal, and even when we didn't go, we had a big party at our house, and we had a
yep.
big board up with all of the pictures of all the drivers and all these little nails on these big boards, and we would move the drivers' pictures around.
Yeah,
on
qualified
they were on the
day, that's right.
It was a huge deal, and we loved it. And it's just a very, very special time, not just for Indianapolis, but for the entire state.
Yeah, and the racing world as well. It's the greatest spectacle in racing. And we'll have it for you coming up on Sunday, April 24th. Pre-race coverage starts at 11 a.m. Marty, we'll get caught up with you next Wednesday and see how the world turns one more week.
Okay, I hope you and your family have a great Mother's Day.
Well, we will, or I'm in big trouble.
Have a nice day, Marty.
Thanks, Marty. Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman, checks in every Wednesday.